Ex-President Morsi's first court appearance doesn't go well in Egypt. Christians are taking time off work to help chronically malnourished in Guatemala. And a Bible translation in Ghana is making progress. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Verbal outbursts and outright defiance laced the first court appearance for ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. He's charged with inciting violence and murder. It caused the judge to adjourn the case until January. Morsi was ousted in a military coup July 3rd. Spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nettleton.
Christians were somehow blamed for that, and we saw widespread attacks on churches. Christians form, you know, somewhere 10-11% of the population. So the idea that somehow that small minority group could depose the president of the country is really pretty laughable.
Are Christians leaving Egypt or are Muslims turning to Christ? Nettleton says,
I think both of those are true. There are Christians who are leaving Egypt. They simply don't see a future there. There are, though, Christians who are staying and actively ministering the gospel, and there are Muslims who are coming to Christ.
You can provide Bibles to these new believers at our website. Next, did you miss the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this weekend? Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says, don't worry.
There's a date on November 3rd, and then there's an optional alternate date of November 10th.
SDA supports churches and nations formerly belonging to the former Soviet Union.
There definitely has been an uptick in the level and intensity of persecution in these countries.
But it's not stopping believers from sharing their faith.
The churches remember what life was like under communism. They know what it is to live and serve under persecution, and they're certainly not going to stop proclaiming the gospel because this seems to be stepping up again.
Keep praying for the persecuted. Share the story on Facebook to get your friends praying, too.
For some reason, it just doesn't seem to grab the attention of the news media, and it needs to. I mean, these are people that are actually being killed for their faith.
This is Mission Network News. Would you die for your faith? Gospel for Asia says 14,000 people are martyred each year because they claim the name of Jesus. In November, Christians are urged to continually pray for the persecuted. November 3rd and the 10th are days set aside specifically for remembering to pray for those being persecuted. Resources to pray for the persecuted and the full story on missionnetworknews.org. Pray the persecuted will stand strong in Christ. Meanwhile, nearly half the kids under the age of 5 in Guatemala are victims of chronic malnutrition. Ron Gunter of Orphan's Heart says their work in San Juan is reversing the trend. They partner with a malnutrition center that nurses children of all ages back to health.
We've been able to allow that center to expand in terms of nursing care and medical care, in that we're moving to a format where we'll have a doctor there 7 days a week, 6 hours a day.
When families come to the center for visits, they leave with more than the assurance of their child's well-being.
We share the gospel with them in that the reason we're there, the reason people are taking a week off from vacation, paying their own way, is because of the love of Christ in their lives, and they want to share that love with them.
Volunteers are always needed to help feed children at the center, or you can help by donating much-needed items like diapers and baby wipes. Find more information at missionnetworknews.org. And does having a New Testament in your language bring you joy? It does for language communities around the world. It also creates a longing for more of God's Word. So begins translation of the Old Testament. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is tackling the task in Ghana. A consultant is checking translations of Deuteronomy, Nehemiah, and Daniel. Pray wisdom for all who are involved. Pray God's Word is made available for more language groups. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.